With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah is incurring a lot of criticism. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham says now is not the time to hold back weapons from Israel, and he disagrees with other lawmakers who want to do just that.
To abandon Israel under these circumstances would be outrageous, it would be dangerous, and Republicans are going to fight back against Bernie Sanders and the squad.
The South Carolina Republican says the U.S. should be all in helping Israel, including arming Israeli fighters.
After Pearl Harbor, fighting the Germans and the Japanese, we decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose and work with them to minimize casualties.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Auto Workers Union looking for a big win at Mercedes-Benz in Alabama.
More than 5,000 workers at the facility in Vance, Alabama, and a nearby battery plant will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee overwhelmingly voted to unionize. A win at Mercedes would be a major prize for the UAW. The labor union is trying to crack resistance to unions in the Deep South.
Andrew Stewart reports that deep southern states have lured foreign automakers with large tax breaks, lower labor costs, and a non-union workforce. Former President Trump's criminal trial set to continue Monday, and all eyes will be on Michael Cohen, who's scheduled to be in the witness stand. The now disbarred lawyer has a long history with Mr. Trump and has become a relentless critic of the former president, and there are questions about Cohen's credibility. He's pled guilty to lying to Congress and a bank. This is SRN News. Church, apparently, is part of a healthy lifestyle.
And not just your spiritual health. A new report from Harvard Public Health compiles numerous studies and concludes that people who attend worship regularly feel better. The report says weekly church attendance is associated with, quote, lower mortality risk, lower depression, less suicide, better cardiovascular disease survival, better health behaviors, and greater marital stability, as well as happiness and purpose in life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch is still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. And while the company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, it's still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light plunged last spring amid conservative backlash after the brand selected a man living as a woman to be one of its spokesmen. Then LGBT activists felt that Bud Light didn't do enough, and they abandoned the brand. SRN News. Evangelist Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham, set to stand inside the U.S. Capitol to represent North Carolina, will be unveiled next week. The 7-foot-tall bronze will be placed in the National Statuary Hall. Graham was the most widely heard Christian evangelist in history, preaching in person to more than 210 million people worldwide. Each state gets two statues. The Graham statue will replace one of early 20th century Governor Charles Aycock, who has fallen from favor because of his ties to the white supremacy movement at the time. Norman Hall, Washington.
Workers at the first Apple store to unionize have now also authorized a first strike against the tech giant's retail operations. No date set for picket lines to go up outside the store in Towson, Maryland. Workers are seeking changes in what they call unpredictable scheduling practices, and they want wages aligning with the cost of living. More at SRNnews.com.